100 word stories.
Hello, everybody. This is Lawrence Simon of the 100 word stories podcast. One a day until the day I die.com. I survived Orlando for the past week. I'm back. I know this is running a little late. Whatever. Oh, right. 100 word stories weekly challenge. I post a topic, you come up with the story. And oddly enough, the topic was... Crap, I can't remember. The Seven Dwarves. Bashful, sneezy, happy, dopey. Blah, 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 blah. You know the drill. Anyway, we got a whole bunch of stories on that topic. From Danny, Lizzie, Richard. Oh my God, Zach Man's back. The Zach Man. Oh yeah, he's the Zach Man. I shouldn't sing. Jeffrey, he's back. Charlie, Tom, John DeCleese, Serendipity, Norval Joe, and Planet Z. Did I miss you? Did I forget you? Probably because I put your email in the wrong folder. Toss me a note. Say, hey, you didn't get my story. Well, send it in again. I'll put it up on the feed in a separate post. I've kind of been a little busy the past week. Writers Conference, STC, learned a lot of stuff. Now I have to write up stuff to justify why I went out there. I learned a lot of stuff. This is what this topic was. It's been so long, I've forgotten it all by now. But that's okay. I wrote down notes so that I can fake it till I make it. No, I learned a lot about minimizing sentences, some cool stuff, maybe a strategy we can use that we won't. But we should, but we won't. And that kind of stuff. Then went to Disney World on my pass because I love that shit. Hate the company. Disney, not the company I work for. No, Disney, evil, evil. They're about to extend the copyright stuff again, you know, because Disney, the mouse is effectively public domain, according to the Constitution. But who cares about the Constitution when you have billions of dollars in lobbyists? Oh, wait, sounded too much like Mickey laughing. I can be sued. So anyway, I'm going to go ahead and... get this thing started, and I will catch you at the end of the podcast.
Hello, this is Philip Norval Joe Carroll of NorvalJoe.com and of the Shooting Stars trilogy, available on Amazon. And this is my entry for the weekly challenge number 631 with a pick two challenge. Here's my story. Linolea Amanda's face went bright red, though she looked happy. "What's the matter?" Bilbert asked as they headed up the street. She fiddled with her cat ear headphones and shrugged. "I'm usually too bashful to talk to people I don't know." "Linolea Amanda is unusual," Bilbert said. "Is it a family name?" "No, my father sells floor coverings, and my mother wanted to name me something French. Here's my house." A van pulled up with the words "Carpet Dock" on the side. An angry-looking man climbed out. "There's my dad," Linolea Amanda said. "Don't worry, he just looks grumpy." "Sure thing," Bilbert muttered. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next week.
Hey, we're recording. Hello, hello. This is Danny Dwyer. With another entry, this is becoming real habit-forming, for Weekly Challenge 631. In which we have to pick two between Doc, Grumpy, Happy, Sleepy, Dopey, Bashful, or Sneezy. I chose to use all of them, and here is my entry. Doc was cursed with having the remainder of his troop of elves as test subjects. Grumpy in a rage had to be put down. Happy was manic and had to be strapped down. Sleepy has been in a coma for over 9.5 weeks. Bashful is scared and won't come out of the closet, and Sneezy hemorrhage to death from a nosebleed after an allergy attack. I'll never find a cure for Snow White, Doc lamented. So when Prince Charming dislodged the poison apple from Snow White's throat, the story became Snow White and the Five Dwarves. Walt Disney was not amused. Okay, again, that's my entry for this week. If it's an emergency, please dial 911. Otherwise, leave all comments at my WordPress page, dannydwyer.wordpress.com. See you next week.
This is Serendipity, and here's my story for this week.
You are feeling sleepy, drifting away, eyes slowly closing, entering the realm of dreams, your happy place. But tonight, it won't be your happy place. It will be mine. A space filled with fear and pain. A space filled with anger and hate. A space of infinite darkness. Tonight, you will dream, but only nightmares. Horrors, to run from in terror, then wake screaming, drenched in cold sweat. And you will scrabble, to turn on the light. And then, when the darkness clears, I will still be there, reaching out to you, from the foot of your bed.
Hello, night people. Tom here. My story this evening is called Do No Harm. Doc had finished his second rotation. Linda found him in the break room, stuffed in a chair. Sleepy? She inquired. Doc opened one eye and raised a hand to his temple. Hand never quite got there. Eye fluttered shut. Linda got a blanket and a pillow from housekeeping, tucked him in, made her way back to ER. It was a full moon. There would be plenty of customers. When he woke, the sun was about to arrive, or about to depart. He couldn't tell if it was dawn or dusk. Didn't really matter. Long as the coffee flowed, he was good. And that's it for this week. Good night, America, wherever you are.
A Fairy Tale by John DeCleese. Cold Black looked like his daddy, so his mama sent him with her new boyfriend to hunt drugs and told boyfriend to kill the kid. Cold got away, small kid, delicate. Met some big muscle boys named Grumpy, Happy, Sleepy, Dopey, Bashful, and Sneezy because of the cocaine. He figured he put out, they'd protect him. Mama found him, done up like Mary Kay lady. Shared her poison chitlins with him, best he ever had. He went to sleep. Muscle boys find him, put him in a glass box, sit around praying. Ain't heard yet that Prince is dead.
My name is Doc. I took the name when I got my PhD from an online school. Since I moved into an elder care facility, I've made some acquaintances with several of the residents, including all of the Greenlee brothers. Grumpy, Happy, Sleepy, Dopey, Bashful, and Sneezy. Grumpy was grumpy because of his persistent double vision, preventing him from driving. Happy was doped up, Sleepy was addicted to Halcyon, Dopey gobbled downers like him, and Miss Bashful was on the autism spectrum, and Sneezy had bad allergies. We made up word games and created a chart for Santa's reindeer. It's listed below. Number 2. Name of reindeer traits special skills. Dasher, he loves to go fast. Sewing and knot tying. Dancer, completely extroverted, all kinds of dance. Including pole dancing. Prancer, a bit vain, though affectionate, prancing and cross. Dressing. Vixen, slightly tricky, slightly sneaky. Magic and sleight of hoof. Common, handsome and easygoing. Flirtatious. Good with kids and close to scout leaders. Cupid, affectionate satyr. Bringing people together. Donner, loud singing and choirs. Blitzen, goes down on himself, can electrify others. With RV batteries. Rudolph, a little down on himself, nose glows. Drinking. Olive, admits when she's wrong, good at hide and go seek. And fellatio.
Good morning, it's Jeffrey Fisher. Back after a couple of weeks of taking a break. Wasn't feeling very well. I guess I'm not quite up to snuff, but we'll see what we can do with this recording. It's a pick two this week. A Seven Dwarfs themed pick two. And my story is called Look on the Bright Side of Life. Why do you have to be so grumpy all the time? Susan asked her husband. I'm not grumpy. I'm just particular in my likes and dislikes, Mark replied. She rolled her eyes. Just this morning you complained about the toast being burned, how Junior parked his car too close to yours, and how the neighbors started mowing too early. Is there anything you feel happy about? He thought for a while. I suppose I'm happy nothing bad has happened to the house this week. Oh, and that I still have a job. Susan smiled. Good. For a while I was concerned you had nothing. Well, keep those things in mind. We have a meeting with Junior's guidance counselor in 15 minutes. And I changed the chores list, so you'll be making breakfast from now on. And I convinced the Smiths that 8 a.m. was too early to start mowing, so he agreed to do it after dark. Susan took secret pleasure at the scowl on Mark's face that stayed in place the rest of the day. And that's it for me this week.
This is Zach Mann. I was very surprised to find a real dragon at the Cherry Blossom Festival. I was not sure if, when it picked me up and started flying me over the city, it was being friendly or just taking me home to be eaten by its family. It was grumpy when my body's involuntary act, due to all the pollen in the air, snotified its talons, causing me to ooze off. I was relieved it decided not to come back for me. That's why I've decided not to start a career in the food service industry. I'm just too sneezy.
Good morning. It's Richard. Well, it was pick two this week, and I'll let you pick the two out of all of them that I used. This one's called Grumpy. There's one thing that's guaranteed to put me in a grumpy mood. Dealing with jerks who are perfectly happy going through life acting eternally dopey. The sleepy heads who sit at green lights, seemingly unaware that it's no longer red, only moving thanks to the blast on my horn behind them. All the parents of sneezy, dribbling, mucus-encrusted kids who think it's cute to parade them in public, and all those around them, too bashful to tell them to wipe those snotty noses. Take one of these, 3 times daily, said the doc. It worked. Now I'm the dopey one. Okay, here's my second story called Twist in the Tail. Snow White and the Seven Dwarves. At least, that's how it used to be. Now, in these days of rampant political correctness, we can't have any of that. It's vertically challenged, differently abled people. And, thanks to racial equality, she's now a person of non-ethnically definable skin tone. As for snow, forget it. Acknowledging climate change dictates she's now seasonally typical precipitate. We can't even keep the 7, since it's offensive to Roman numerals. And hexadecimal. And octal. So instead, we're stuck with fixed numerical quantity. And just wait until you see how they've butchered the poor dwarves' names. There you go. I've come across probably as an old miserable git, which is absolutely right, so I'm just going to go off and be miserable elsewhere. Speak to you next time. Goodbye.
Hi everyone, Lizzie here, and this is my story for this week. It's called A Happy Story. Sneezy Tom went to the bookshelf and picked up a book. Want to hear a story? Grumpy Doc nodded. But read a happy story. Doc, what's a happy story? Grumpy Doc turned to look at him, frowning. Something that ends well? Then I have to grab another book. This won't do. With the second book in hand, Sneezy Tom started reading. And the two lived happily ever after, her head chopped off and stored in a jar. That's happy? Yes. My wife drives me crazy. It's a shame I can't do this. This is my story for this week. Drop by my blog at lizziegoodgov.blogspot.com. And I'll talk to you next week. Bye-bye.
Take a trip with me to Planet Z.
Obama said that if you like your doctor, you can keep your doctor. Well, he lied. And he lied about medical costs going down, insurance premiums going down. He lied about everything. It's so bad. You know Doc from the Seven Dwarves? Instead of dealing with the bullshit, he retired. Happy stopped getting his pills, became grumpier than grumpy. Dopey went through withdrawal and stabbed Bashful. Sneezy stopped getting allergy treatments. And Sleepy? Well, that was a side effect of the chemical castration regimen he was on. Snow White had to brain him with a skillet to maintain her virtue.
And there you have it, a whole bunch of stories, 100 words long, on the topic of, well, those 7 dwarves. I don't know what else to say at this point. One a day until the day I die.com. The next weekly challenge topic is tip. And there are going to be stories all this week. Most importantly, this podcast is almost 13 years old. Can you believe it? I've been doing this, I've been sharing with you products of my creativity for almost 13 years. For the anniversary show, nothing big. I mean, just another story. You want to send your congratulations or whatever, blah, whatever. Just email them, blah, blah, blah. Thank you. It's been a pleasure to serve you with all sorts of crazy crap all these years. More to come. And your crazy crap, too. Okay, actually, most of it's good. That's it. Thank you for listening. And as always, keep it brief.